is a what's this bike again?
Traveler sample, I think.
Traveler sample?
Yeah.
And it's a micro bike, a micro little racer bike for little kids.
It's an Italian.
And this white one is what? No, this was your son's.
No, this is a French André Bertin.
Yeah, but that was your son's bike, right? Yeah. You bought that for, okay. And this next bike, Christine, is a Mercian.
Mercian. This is a regular 10-speed. From the
50s. Oh, from the 50s, okay. And a fiberglass bike.
Yeah, this is Hercules fiberglass bike from the 50s as well.
Fiberglass tubing with a brake post that broke because the fiberglass wasn't very... Then this
and this a Bantam,
and it's kind of a high wheels sort of.
No, it was the last of the front drivers.
Okay, front drive bike. Okay, and the one next to it, the black one, is a.
Yeah, this is a quadrant shaft drive.
Oh, shaft drive. That's right, and it's also got a free wheel in the shaft drive. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bikes stuck on top of bikes, and the next one is a.
I think maybe an American shaft drive.
Yeah, do you know who might have made that?
No name.
No name. Okay, you're interesting.
No name on this one either. This is spur gear.
Oh, spur. Yeah, this is wild. It's how many three different gears and how many different pieces in each particular. Each tooth has probably six pieces in each tooth.
Each peak, there's about 10 parts.
Ten parts in each tooth, essentially, right? When you say peak. And then, so that whole assembly, there's probably, you were saying, maybe 600 pieces?
Hundreds and hundreds
of pieces. Yeah. And the next one is a...
Sunbeam.
A Sunbeam.
It's 1929.
1929 Sunbeam, okay. Anything special about it?
No, it's just a very well-made bike in its day. Okay.
And this green one, Army Green, is
a Royal Enfield with
a Brooks saddle and
men's
and ladies version of the Royal Enfield. And then this purple bike we're looking at is
the Premier
Helical.
Yeah,
made by Coventry or
no? Made by Premier Cycle Company.
Then we're at the Dursley Peterson.
That's a Dursley Peterson, yeah.
With the original Dursley Peterson seat, it almost looks like. Right?
Around, I think they finished up around 1912, so this is before 1912.
Wow. And so far, that's only one third of a wall, and there's just tons of bikes left here. Keep going, I guess. You're not bored, listeners.
This one here is an early hard tire safety.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
With an adjustable handlebar.
A brake that presses down on top of the tire. Yeah, it's like a high wheel.
Handlebar.
Okay.
Up or down.
Right.
There's the handlebar there.
Okay. And what's this next one next to it? The black one with the curved tube.
I never remembered the name of this.
An adjustable crank, even. Whoa! That's amazing.
I can't see it. this is a pair. That's a pneumatic. Oh, name won't come to me. And this is a hard tire safety. So
hard tire safeties. Yeah. So in other words, it's not pneumatic. It's hard tire, which would make it like circa 19 or 18.
Oh, 1880s.
1880s, pre Dunlop.
And this was an early Dunlop tire on the front. So this would be around 1882.
Uh-huh. Huh. Okay. Was Dunlop not 1884?
Pardon?
Dunlop was 1884? 88.
It was invented in 1888.
Okay.
But it didn't come commercial
until
around 1892.
Wow. Tell me about this bike we're looking at right down here that you're standing in front of again. The three-wheel bike that has a articulating front end.
It's a quadrant.
Quadrant trike. And what year was this made?
It's patented in 1884, so it's probably just shortly after
1884, that. My God. Oh, man, you would not believe this room that I'm in right now. It's just filled with history. Wow.
But this one here is a Centaur cross frame, so that's around 1901.
1901.
Yeah, and this one here is a Claude Butler tandem.
Ah!
Very small frame.
Whoa!
1935.
Holy moly.
And this one here is an American.
With wooden rims.
With wood rims, yeah.
Yeah.
And a few very unusual points about it. Even a myelometer.
What's it called? A myelometer?
I never remembered the name, but